This is Jennifer Gurka, Strategic Healthcare Consultant for Dell. In my role, I'm responsible for providing thought leadership and insight to help Dell advance its supportive healthcare organizations. At Dell, we are here to give you the power to do more with the right tools that will make your organization future ready. What matters most to us at Dell is not what we know about technology, but what technology can enable healthcare organizations to do. We believe technology is for everyone, and it enables the human potential, something that inspires us every day. In this three-part series, we will explore precision medicine. What is it? The power of precision medicine and the data, and where do we go from here? Precision medicine. What is precision medicine? Precision medicine is defined as an emerging approach for disease management and prevention that takes into account individual variability of genes, environment, and lifestyle for each person. Precision medicine looks to move the needle from reactive medicine to proactive medicine. It's a move away from drugs and treatments for the broad population to a more precise, individualized treatment plan. An interesting fact: on average, any given prescription drug on the market tends to work for only half the patients for which it is prescribed. Recent advancements in precision medicine have led to new discoveries in treating diseases that are tailored to the specific individual based on their genetic makeup. The idea of precision medicine is not new. In fact, it has been 20 years in the making. The National Human Genome Institute had a bold plan some two decades ago to sequence the first human genome. The goal was accomplished in 2003, when for the first time the scientists had a complete sequence and map of all the genes in the human body. It was a massive undertaking. Since 2003, researchers have discovered more than 1,800 disease genes. There are now more than 2,000 genetic tests available and more than 350 biotech companies currently in clinical trials. In order to help advance precision medicine, the federal government launched the Precision Medicine Initiative with $215 million in funding. The majority of the funding is earmarked for the National Institutes of Health to develop a cohort of a million or more volunteers. This cohort will help set the foundation for a new way to conduct research by engaging patients and open, responsible data sharing. It looks to have a broad spectrum of volunteers to accurately reflect the U.S. population, giving researchers a powerful information resource to help answer important health questions. The goal is to extend precision medicine outside of cancer and into common diseases such as diabetes, obesity, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and mental illness. The NIH is looking to have the data from the 1 million plus volunteers by 2019. The data will be gathered from sources such as disparate health records, genetic analyses, wearables, and smartphones. When you go to the doctor, you expect him or her to review your symptoms, possibly order some tests, and eventually arrive at a diagnosis and treatment. But precision medicine takes this much further. The treatment plan that a doctor utilizes is based on standards of care and utilized for most patients who present with the same condition. It's preventative treatment for the general population. Take breast cancer. All women are coached on self-breast exam and mammography at a certain age. If a tumor is found, then the typical first course of action might be chemotherapy. If this doesn't work, you go to the next step. It tends to be trial and error, with a patient's life potentially on the line. With advances in technology, patients are becoming more aware of their health and look to be more involved in their healthcare decisions. Patients are realizing that they don't fit a specific mold or a, quote, one-size-fits-all treatment plan. They are calling for more personalized or more precise medicine. Patients are beginning to understand that their condition can be based on many factors: predisposition to disease based on your genetic makeup, lifestyle, and environment. While it's important to understand that our genes are not our destiny, they do lead to more informed decision-making about our healthcare and a more engaged patient. There will come a day when patients are asking their doctor, "Is this treatment right for me?" But what about outside of cancer? Where does precision medicine fit in with other diseases? We are starting to see the payoffs in non-cancer diseases, for example, heart disease. Recently, Geisinger Health announced that they have recruited 100,000 people for their genomic study and expect to recruit an additional 150,000 more, making it one of the largest electronic health record link studies in the U.S. The research from the study will be focused on understanding, preventing, and improving treatments for disease. ultimately diagnosing conditions earlier in a patient's life in order to proactively manage the disease. The Geisinger study is focusing on 27 conditions, including Lynch syndrome and familial hypercholesterolemia. This type of hypercholesterolemia is one of the most common secondary findings in a healthy genome. It is also a very important finding, as patients who have even a single defective copy of this gene can be more susceptible to high cholesterol, which can ultimately lead to cardiovascular disease. Other areas where precision medicine is making an impact include patients with cystic fibrosis and Alzheimer's disease. Utilizing genetic sequencing for cystic fibrosis patients can lead to a precise treatment plan. Doctors are able to target the exact gene mutation and treat it with very specific drugs, meaning a patient who had previously been treated with enzymes can now be treated with life-changing medications. By targeting the gene mutation with a specific drug that treats the underlying cause of cystic fibrosis, patients are able to lead normal, productive lives. Alzheimer's disease is unfortunately becoming more common as our population ages. Scientists have known for years what causes Alzheimer's, but treatment has remained elusive, and billions of dollars have been spent to no avail. Progress is being made by researchers. They are utilizing genetic and genomic approaches to identify changes in order to flag the disease in its earliest stages before the plaque begins to form on the brain. Researchers are also considering the impacts of lifestyle along with the genetic and genomic approaches. All play an important role in the disease process. This is Jennifer Gurka, Strategic Healthcare Consultant with Dell. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the discussion. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter via handle at Jennifer Gurka. You can also connect with Dell Healthcare via handle at Dell Health. Are you ready to do more of what's possible, do more of what matters, and do more of what's best for your patients? Are you future ready?